The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome back to my podcast. I missed you and I know you missed me. On today's podcast, I will be interviewing my roommate, Tabby. Tabby, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Tabitha Begornia, but I prefer to go by Tabby, and I am a business major here at Dominican.
Wow, good job. A round of applause for Tabby, everybody. So since this is an interview, I'm obviously going to have to ask you questions. So my first question to you, Tabby, is you're from Sacramento. What's it like being from the capital of California?
It's interesting, I suppose. I mean, we have the capital, we have downtown Sacramento, we get a lot of tourists. I don't know. I mean, I grew up there my whole life. Yeah.
Okay, very interesting, very interesting. Okay, my second question for you was, as your roommate, I obviously know that you've been to a small school. What was that like?
Yes, I graduated with 20 others. It was fun. I liked it. I liked the smaller environment. It was very, like, with the teachers, it was very, one-on-one whenever, like, I needed help. I felt like I was a person to them instead of, like, another student. And you just knew everybody there and everyone was just so nice and, yeah.
Is that why you chose a small college?
It is. I grew into the small environment and I didn't want to lose like that feeling of like being close to like other people, knowing my teachers and just being like a person instead of just rather than like a student towards them.
I completely agree because I came from a big school and now I'm at a small school. So I'd rather be a name than like a number to these teachers and professors. Alrighty, next question. Was it easy or hard to make friends at your high school?
It was pretty easy for me because my high school is a 7th through 12th and I've been there since middle school and there's a lot of other people who stayed. Well, not a lot, but like the 20 who stayed, we all kind of like grew up together since like 7th grade. And with those connections, we're able to like build a stronger friendship since it's such a small environment. And I still talk to like other people that did end up leaving to go to a normal sized high school for more of a high school experience because we don't have like homecoming. We don't have any sports teams. If you wanted to play sports, you would have to go to your home school because we just didn't have enough people interested in sports and say more focused on the IB education.
What is an IB education?
IB stands for International Baccalaureate, and it's just like it's exams that will help you like prep for college. You can get college credit, and it's very much just like college classes. It's a higher education, and again, it just gets you prepared and ready for what your future will look like if you continue your education.
Wow, that's cool. I've never heard of an IB school before other than from you. Okay, do you like it here at Dominican? Have you made any close friends here yet?
I do like Dominican. It was definitely my top pick college. I love the environment that we're in. I love seeing like the nature, the beautiful like fall aesthetic happening. And I have made several very close friends. And it was pretty easy because, I mean, you get to see the same familiar faces, which is nice. And it's easier to connect with people instead of going to, like, a school that has, like, over thousands of, like, other colleagues there. And, yeah.
Why did you choose a business degree?
I chose a business degree because after high school, I do plan on going to cosmetology school to study makeup, nails, and all that fun stuff. I was, for the longest time, I wanted to go into nursing, but when it came to like college, all of a sudden, like my mind was all like over different majors. And then when I finally like realized like, oh, I can do something with the business degree if I choose to do cosmetology and I want to be my own boss. I want to run my own company. And yeah.
Very exciting. Very cool, Tabby. Who is your current best friend and how did you meet them?
My current best friend is Elena. Oh, yeah. We played softball together when we were younger, and then she came to my school in the eighth grade, and we kind of remembered each other, and we kind of like talked every now and then. And then when after COVID, when it was junior year, again, a very small school, very small class, we started talking more, and we became really close really fast. And she's been my best friend since junior year. We're still very close. We still talk every day.
It's good to have close friends at such a young age. It'll be important for when we get older to have good friends that you've known for a long time, so that way they can connect with you when it comes to certain things, or like when you're like reminiscing on your childhood. It's good for that type of stuff. How would you describe our friendship?
Very chaotic. I mean, we get along really, really well. I feel like it's another version of me in a way. If we ever argue, it's nothing serious. It's probably just like disagreeing on someone's opinion. But we just get along perfectly. It was kind of like a click when we first got here. And we've never had issues. I feel like if we ever needed to like talk to one another, it'd be an easy conversation. I mean, I can't really get rid of you. I mean, you're my roommate, so I might as well get adjusted to you, I suppose.
You're going to have to be adjusted to me. I'm not going nowhere. let's get to some fun questions. What are some of your friendship like icks or red flags?
That is a very good question. I feel like some of like the icks or like the red flags is like being friends with somebody who's also friends with someone who really just hates you. Because then I feel like when you're like hanging out with just like that person and like they try to like bring up something negative about like the friend that doesn't like you, they're trying to get stuff out of you to cause like a big scene, get into like involved like into drama and everything. And I just feel like it's very unnecessary, because if you don't like me, you don't need to get like other people involved. I feel like that should just be between me and you, and having like, and that just shows like that person is very fake towards me and just trying to help out their other friend. So
I completely agree. 100%, honestly, because that's just fake to a whole nother level. Like, why do you want to be friends with somebody that hates me and I'm your friend? Like, I'm not one of those people that are like ultimatums, but it's either them or me. I'm not going to be a second choice in this friendship. Do you think that you can mix friendships with relationships?
That question really hit like a bump. Now, because I mean, with my ex-boyfriend, he could not get along with my friend group, and I wasn't about to put him first over my friends, because it's just a relationship doesn't mean it's gonna go anywhere. I mean, we're young. It's definitely something where like I feel like you can to an extent, but like, don't like try to force a relationship into like your like friend group, because it's like he or she is like your partner, like you're the one like that brought them. And what if like they cause drama or something? If my friends say like they don't feel comfortable or like they're trying to start something, I'm definitely not gonna like force them to be friends with them, because I'm not there to like push my relationship onto them. I'm not there to push them to like somebody because I'm with them. I find that very disrespectful.
I 100% agree. I do, because when I was talking about it on an earlier podcast, if you guys go listen to Dating Friends, I don't think friendships can really mix well with relationships, depending on the situation. It really depends on the situation, but I 100% agree with her. I always like to do story times on my podcast, so I think since I'm interviewing somebody today, let's have her do the story time for a change. So why don't you tell us your favorite and least favorite friendship story time, starting with your favorite.
Wow. Again, honestly, I'm going to bring up another friend like I've known since literally middle school. Her name's Kelsey, and we are friends with her and Elena. We're like a small little group. But when we, and honestly, she's like been one of like the best friends like I've had. Like, she brings so much joy into my life. Because in the seventh grade, I honestly, like, when you first look at someone, you have like an impression, like you have this thought of like what they are without even talking to them. And that's kind of where we were. Like, she thought I was just like, I hung out with like more of the popular kids, and I thought she was this try hard. But then when junior year came, and since we're in a very small school, it felt like, I mean, we did have a choice not to talk, but like, she was sitting alone and I was too in our study hall period, and I kind of just invited her over if she wanted to work on some homework with me, and she agreed. And ever since then, like, we instantly clicked. We never had anything like bad happen between us. It's honestly been like a really great friendship, where like how we started, like we thought of these, like we thought like we were something, like that, like we were completely like the opposites of, and we didn't realize how much we actually had in common. And I just really enjoy her presence. I really enjoy her being my friend, and I enjoy her being in my life. And then I would say my least was probably these. So in elementary school, I had different friend groups, and there's like, you know, you get those like popular friend groups, right? I was in one of those type of things. But the thing was, like, they really refused to do their work, but they knew like I would get my work done. So they like made me believe like, oh, we're like friends and everything. And it just like really turned out very bad, because they just started copying off of like all my work. And I just felt like that wasn't fair, because like I go home and I spent like an hour on like my whatever like the teacher signed for that day to get it done just for like the following day. And at times, like, some of the stuff wasn't easy, and like I would really struggle, and then just for them to like copy, and then they would get upset if like it was wrong, or they just got like really upset over stuff like that. And I kind of just like felt like if you have like a really big problem over it, like why can't you do it? Why are you going to force me to do it?
Wow. I'm glad you have a good friend like that. Kelsey seems amazing. And I'm glad that they don't have to deal with them elementary school kids anymore. But you know me, I can ramble on and on and on. And I don't think she wants to hear any more questions from me for today. So I think that's going to be me signing off for today. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about next week, if I'm being honest with you. I could have another guest on, and maybe we could be co-hosting instead of interviewing somebody. That would be fun, I think. But other than that, I think that's it for today. Bye.